Glad to be joined by our next guest. Oscar Chavez is here. He is, the California Economic Summit begins tomorrow in Santa Rosa. And Oscar is the Summit Steering Committee co-chair and assistant director of the Sonoma County Department of Human Services. Hi, Oscar. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me here.
How did this huge economic summit end up in Santa Rosa?
Well, it almost didn't happen. One of our biggest champions to bring the summit to Sonoma County was our County Board of Supervisors chairman, James Gore.
Yeah.
He advocated for this, and we had been in discussions with the summit organizers prior to our fires. And then when the fires hit last year, we didn't know if we were going to be able to host. But after discussing this with the summit organizers, it made a lot of sense that we hosted here, both to bring attention to the challenges that our community was facing related to the fires, and more importantly, to have a much larger conversation about why we need to be thinking about resiliency and about climate change and the impacts that will have, not just on our community, but as we see today, on so many other communities statewide.
Well, we understand. We got it to a certain extent last year, why our economic recovery was so imperative to making sure that we could rebuild this community in a way that we wanted to. And now we see so many other communities experiencing something similar. So California's economic state is at stake here. And I think the time of year is perfect for it. We're heading into the holiday season. We want everybody to shop local and make sure we keep those dollars here. What's the goal of the Economic Summit?
Well, the goal of the economic is clear. California has a lot going for itself. We're the fifth largest economy, and we're doing so well economically. But we also have some severe challenges. We are both experiencing economic growth, but also extreme poverty. And in a way, it doesn't matter that we're the fifth largest economy if we have the largest number of children living in poverty, if we have the highest concentration of low-wage workers. We can do better. And the whole focus of this summit is to bring cross-sector leaders together, people from the private sector, from the civic sector, from elected officials, to tackle these very complex issues and do it in a way that advances triple bottom line thinking, meaning that we think it's important that we promote a strong economy while at the same time preserve the health of our environment and provide greater opportunity for all. So we think that there's a new way of how we can organize in California that helps to eliminate some of the gridlock and some of the bickering that is keeping so many groups.
Good for you.
From,
I can't wait to hear about that part.
From coming together. It's really about this commitment to stewardship and stewardship of place. The other key feature of the Economic Summit is that it recognizes that California is made up of economic regions, and that what works here in our Bay Area will be different than in the Inland Empire or San Diego area, and that we need greater autonomy as regions to really invest and to do things that we know will work for us. It also recognizes that there is great efforts happening across the entire state, and the Economic Summit provides an opportunity for those to bubble up and to think about how can we scale some of the great work that's happening in the Bay Area that could be applicable in Los Angeles. And what can we learn from that community?
Very important.
To strengthen our region here.
Because one of the things, and you referred to it for a moment, was that there is this giant disparity in California in terms of the haves and the have-nots. And as strong as our economy is, one of the things that's changed, I think, is that it doesn't matter much anymore the size of your city in California, where homelessness, affordable housing were issues in the big cities, a while back. They are an issue, it seems like, in every city, no matter the size now. So there are a lot of commonalities.
Yes, and the issues may be complex, but I think the solutions are easy. We know from a lot of the work that we've been doing that investing in education continues to be a strong priority and remains the single most predictor of mobility. We know that we need more housing of all types.
Yeah.
If we don't address the affordable housing shortage that we have, we are not going to be able to attract the workforce that we need to make California strong. And that's the other area that we are looking to make advancements and investments in the workforce by making sure that we can have a million new people with college degrees over the next 10 years and a million
moving
new...
Moving into California, staying in California.
Staying in California, okay. Both. But let's not forget that we actually need people to come to California because just take a look at Sonoma County, for example. We're one of the fastest aging counties in the state.
Yeah.
We have more people retiring and we're going to have less people entering the workforce. If we can't attract a younger workforce, our economy is not going to grow. So being able to attract and have the housing and the job opportunities for the next workforce is imperative for not only our community, our region, but our entire state.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So talk about some of the folks that are going to be gathered in Santa Rosa over the next couple of days for this summit.
So what's unique about the summit is that we really do attract the diversity of California. We will have state legislatures, our local elected officials. We will have civic leaders, grassroots organizations, and we're also going to have foundations and businesses all coming to the table, recognizing that together we have the solutions, and it's going to require all of us working together to not only increase the number of housing units across our state, but create the new workforce for a rapidly changing economy. You know, we have a lot of people that are contract workers in the gig economy. How do we help them make sure that they have the economic viability to make it in the gig economy?
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we can make greater investments in early childhood education, because if we don't take care of our young children, our future will be compromised. And at the same time, we have to think about our environment and how we will move forward in a rapidly changing climate environment. What kind of new materials will we need to use? What will be our approach to water sustainability, conservation? I mean, these are big issues that really require the best of California to come to the table.
That's a lot to cover in 48 hours, Oscar.
Well, here's
it really is.
Here's the great thing is that we've been working on these issues for the past year. We come to share what we've learned, and this work is a continuation of multiple years. So we have this roadmap that will take us into next year, and the work continues. So it's not that we come together and talk about it for 48 hours, but it is a continuation, and we build on what we're doing and actually use the work that comes out of the summit to inform our elected officials to make more informed decisions about how we can make California stronger in every way.
Well, it sounds like you're very well prepared for this, and that's a very good sign. Is the summit open to the public?
The summit is open to the public. People can still register. They can go to caeconomy.org. This will be hosted at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek here in Santa Rosa. And today we're actually having these little shoulder events where people can take a deep dive, and we'll be going up to Pepperwood to learn about the impacts of the fire. We'll be looking at showcasing some of our great efforts here in Sonoma County around water conservation. And then on Friday, there will be a dinner that will be focusing on growing Latino political participation and greater engagement, mm-hmm. And to do it regionally, right? Because we recognize that, for example, our region is the least politically diverse when it comes to elected officials. And given the fact that Latinos now make up 30% or close to 30% of the population, we need to figure out how to provide greater opportunity and think about how we can be more inclusive as a community.
Well, it sounds like that this summit is the culmination in many ways of work that's been done or been attempted at least. And so that during the course of the summit, that the work that's already been done can be presented and those ideas can be enacted more easily by not just legislators, but cities, counties, too.
Absolutely. And just to give you one example, at the summit, we'll be talking about something called the California Dream Index. And it's really an index or a measure that our legislatures and the new administration can utilize to think about how we can close that income disparity gap by looking at measures and better direct state resources to tackle some of these complex issues that limit mobility and opportunity in our state. So that's a new thing. And we know that if we have good measures around economic success, and if we track to those, then we can begin to move the needle on some of these complex issues. So there's a lot of good things going on.
Oscar, I think we should have you back Monday.
Well,
to talk about how the summit went and exactly what came out of it.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, good. We will do that. And it is the California Economic Summit set for tomorrow and Friday in downtown Santa Rosa. And it's CA Economic.
CAEconomy.org.
CAEconomy.org if you would like to participate. And KSRO will be there both days trying to get some of the story on what's happening there and what could come out of it. And we'll look forward to another conversation with you at the end of this. I'm glad it's in Santa Rosa.
I am too. And thank you so much for giving us some airtime. It's very important. And we actually need all Californians to get involved and to make sure that we can have a very prosperous California to benefit all of us.
It takes a huge village of us, doesn't it?
Sure does.
All right. That is Oscar Chavez. He is one of the co-chairs of the Summit Steering Committee for the California Economic Summit.